Is tardiness sometimes a virtue? The meaning of fashionably late. There's an interesting expression in English, fashionably late. While it literally translates to stylishly late, it actually means intentionally arriving a bit late to a social event. From a Japanese perspective, being late for an appointment is often considered rude. However, in Western countries, particularly for casual events like parties, arriving a little late is sometimes seen as smart or sophisticated. The origin of this concept dates back to 1843, appearing in an Ohio newspaper. In the late 19th century, French travel writer Max Aurel described it as a uniquely American phenomenon. According to his book, Americans of that time had a habit of entering theaters late. Even 20 minutes after the start of a performance, there was still a commotion of latecomers entering. While some lamented this lack of manners, many people continued to prioritize making an entrance in stylish attire to attract attention. I personally experienced this cultural difference when visiting a friend in Hawaii. Arriving a bit early out of Japanese-style politeness, I was actually scolded. Being told, "We're not ready yet," made me acutely aware of the cultural gap. Of course, punctuality is essential in business settings and for important appointments. However, in casual situations, it might be wise to consider fashionably late as part of international etiquette, taking into account the host's preparation time and the atmosphere of the event. Sometimes, being late can be a virtue. Such flexible sense of time might be necessary in our global society. Tardiness can occasionally be a virtue. This kind of adaptable time perception may be essential in our globalized world.